Carl Lewis dominated the sport of track and field for nearly two decades, earning 9 Olympic gold medals in the 1980s and 90s. The athlete still holds the record for the indoor long jump a quarter century after setting it. These days, the 48-year-old is leaping into new arenas as an advocate for fitness, wellness, and ending world hunger. He leans out the window of the Food and Agriculture Organization's headquarters in Rome, Italy, along with dozens of professionals employed by the UN agency. They raise yellow whistles to their mouths and blow, signaling the start of a symbolic race to feed the 1 billion people living in chronic hunger. When the FAO asked him to help to raise awareness of world hunger, Lewis says he leapt at the chance.
Fortunately, after 30 years of being in the public eye, I have a global voice. And the idea is that I'm shifting more work into public service, and you know that's my life goal. So to me, it's just doing the work that I feel it's time for me to do.
Lewis gives time locally, serving as a volunteer track coach at his old high school in New Jersey. Nationally, the Carl Lewis Foundation sponsors athletic programs for inner-city children and other causes. And in October, Lewis went global with his charity work.
I have nominated this morning Carl Lewis as Goodwill Ambassador of the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations.
FAO Director General Jacques Duff introduces Lewis on World Food Day. He hands the five-time Olympian a medal for accepting this position.
That's the best silver medal I've ever received. Well, first of all, I'd like to express my joy and pride and, first of all, to be being called to serve.
Lewis pledges to dedicate himself to the organization's mission of making sure all people have access to food. The former track star remains fit and trim, but has exchanged his trademark flamboyant Lycra track gear for an elegant black suit. On his first day at this job, he's more of a scout than an athlete.
And I'd also like to reach out to all of my athletic friends and family, and I hope that they understand that their legacy is the relevance that they bring beyond and after their athletic careers end. So thank you very much, and thank you for having me, and let's go to work.
Lewis is well-trained at setting and achieving goals. It's in his blood. His mother was an Olympic hurdler, and his parents managed a local track club. Lewis captured the national high school long jump record in 1979 before heading to the University of Houston. The next year, he made his first Olympic team. For 7 years, he didn't lose a long jump competition. Joe Douglas of the Santa Monica Track Club managed Lewis's golden career.
I don't think he was the best talent we had. I just think he was his talent overall, which included his focus. He said, I am going to do it. He would do anything that it took to be a great athlete. And that's hard to find anymore.
Lewis also pushed for professionalizing the sport. He called for changes that permitted him and subsequent generations of athletes to earn a living and extend their careers long beyond college. However, his activism angered many. Lewis's track career also closed under a cloud of controversy. He lobbied to be put on a relay team at the 1996 Atlanta Games, even though he hadn't trained with the squad. The U.S. coaches refused. After retiring from sports in 1997, the superhuman Lewis became all too human. An aspiring actor, his work was largely panned. In 2003, he crashed his sports car while driving intoxicated. Drunk driving charges were dismissed after he agreed to attend alcohol awareness meetings. The crash made him reevaluate his life and set goals for this second phase. Lewis has won over U.S. Track and Field CEO Douglas Logan.
You know, there are very few people in this world that are blessed with both talent and charisma. And Carl is both in incredible doses.
Logan met Lewis shortly before the 2008 Beijing Olympics. At the Games, the U.S. track team had a raft of problems, including dropping batons during relays. A desperate Logan sought out Lewis.
It was a 2.5-hour lunch, and Carl did all the talking. And his was the most insightful examination of where we were as a nation with regard to how we conducted our development and laid out almost in plan form some very creative ideas with regard to how we could improve.
Logan put Lewis on a task force that has crafted a plan for the team as it prepares for the 2012 London Games. The track executive called Lewis a spiritual leader, a different view from his competitive days when he was often labeled aloof and a spoil sport. Logan said a track and field event in Pennsylvania summed up for him the real Carl Lewis.
The youngster was looking for his autograph and didn't have anything to sign it on. And Carl, I mean, without even thinking about it, took a pen, autographed the shirt that he was wearing, and literally gave this young person the shirt off his back.
It may prove to be excellent training for future travels with the United Nations to some of the world's poorest countries. For those he's helping, he'll always be remembered as King Carl, who reigned in track and field. And that's okay for Lewis, who also holds dear many moments from the track, one in particular.
From an athletic standpoint, it was my last Olympic gold medal. And because that was, I knew I was leaving, it was over, that was it. But I tend to tell myself every morning when I get up, I haven't seen it yet. And I try to live that way. That's why I continue to try to do new things, and that's why it's so special. I want to answer that question on my deathbed, whenever that is.
It's probably a ways off for the longtime vegan and fitness advocate. Lewis says he'll celebrate his 50th birthday next year by competing in a marathon. In the meantime, he'll be running around the globe in the fight to end world hunger. For VOA News, I'm Nancy Greenlace in Rome.